recruiting and retaining a skilled cyber workforce requires an informed HR office and an interested applicant pool. Well, how do you get both? Deborah Tomchek is the former executive director at Homeland Security's Chief Human Capital Office, and Transportation Chief Technology Officer Maria Rote. They've got some ideas. They spoke with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
Federal cybersecurity is a specialized area that needs attention not just from the applicants considering a career in government, but the agency hiring managers looking for future employees. Today's cyber workforce needs are very strong thanks to the government's vast quantities of data and the many enemies out there trying to access it. At the same time, industry cyber needs also require the attention of a skilled workforce. So how does the government compete for that digital talent? Deborah Tomchek, former executive director at DHS's Chief Human Capital Office, told me that the government has an ace up its sleeve called Agency Mission.
So the mission is going to be based on a couple of key aspects. The Congress, when they enact the laws, really describe in that process the mission for an agency or a federal organization. And then in the executive branch, the administration and the president will have a great deal of influence on how the mission gets implemented or executed and make decisions on the front line of the agencies. So the mission is something that's much bigger than just one individual or a group of individuals. The mission is important to the American people. One of the things I've noticed over the years is that in functions such as IT, which provide support to the mission, leaders and staff don't always see and focus on what they're actually ultimately supporting. They focus on the programming, the coding, or the cybersecurity aspects. But ultimately, if you're at NASA and you're working in the information technology area, you are definitely supporting space, you're supporting the Mars program, you're supporting the Hubble Space telescopes, you're supporting the scientists, and your IT work directly affects them. Or if you're in the Park Service, your IT work supports the ability of the parks to function, of the park rangers to have the systems available to have the information captured that they share with the visitors that come. So every time you are doing an IT function, you're actually touching the mission. I don't want to take away from the substance of the job, but one of the things that was learned in the very first federal employee attitude survey, which was the predecessor of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, is that the primary motivation for public servants is public service. And so the types of people that we would want to attract, whether they're doing IT or whether they're the park rangers delivering the mission directly or the astronauts at NASA, is people come to government because they want to make a difference and they want to serve the public in some fashion. And that's a very important distinguishing factor.
Another important factor to consider, Tomchek said, is that the federal government offers the flexibility for someone looking for either a lifelong career or the ability to switch between public and private sector jobs.
The way that the government is structured, an important piece of information is that if you do come into the government and you work for 3 years, you gain something called career status. And after your three-year time period is over and you leave the government, you can then be reinstated into a government position and not have to go through a competitive process. So it gives you a lot of opportunity to go in and out, and that already exists. When I came into government in the early 70s, it was pretty much expected you would stay with that career, and the retirement system was structured in such a way you were kind of captured in that. But in the mid-80s, they changed the retirement system, so people do have more flexibility to go in and out of government. Our impression, when we look at some of the generational differences, is that the group of people now coming into the workplace are very interested in exciting types of opportunities, change of pace, work and family balance, and the government has a lot to offer those individuals, but they are likely to want to try a variety of career opportunities or jobs as they go through the course of their career, which I don't think was true in the past. So I think it's very likely that in the government we'll have to restructure so people can come and go.
I also caught up with Maria Rote, Chief Technology Officer at the Transportation Department. She said it's important that agencies introduce outside-the-box thinking to their human resource offices.
I think it's just doing something different that's never been done before. It's okay to talk to your folks and understand the business of IT or the business of how we're supporting the department from an IT perspective. You have to be able to step out and be receptive to doing things differently and understanding your customer. From a partnership perspective, there needs to be a better partnership between the hiring organization and the hiring office, the HR office. There needs to be that partnership to be able to get in front of that HR office, talk about the mission of my office, specifically maybe my office or the OCIO community. These are the projects. This is the vision. This is the type of people that we're hiring and looking for, to be able to talk about the priorities, what's coming up over the next 3, 4, 5 years, where we're going as a department, and being able to share that vision and talk to the HR community about the types of people that we want is so important to have that partnership. I would love to get in front of the HR hiring folks and say, this is what we do.
Though focused on cyber skills and digital technology, the roundtable touched on a variety of topics under the IT umbrella, including talk of a July hiring fair hosted by DHS, which aims to recruit 1,000 people to its digital workforce. In Washington, Meredith Summers, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.